What's up, everyone? Welcome to the December 6th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays, brought to you by BetMGM. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. We have a three-game NBA slate to take a look at tonight. But first, click the link in the description below, sign up and make a deposit at BetMGM, and receive a risk-free first bet up to $1,000 in addition to two free months of Stochastic Plus Platinum. Be sure to click that link in the description below to take advantage of this offer. Now, as always, we're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options for tonight's FanDuel NBA slate using the Boom Bust tool on the Stochastic.com website. As a reminder, stuff does happen between now and lock, so be sure to tune in to the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock shows for more up-to-date information before you finalize your lineups. But for right now, looking at how things currently stand, number five, Tyler Hero, projected for 32% ownership, with a 34% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Hero is shooting guard and small forward eligible at $7,700. He is probable to play tonight, but Jimmy Butler is out for Miami. In the games that Hero has played without Butler and with Kyle Lowry and Bam Adebayo active this year, Hero has averaged 1.04 FanDuel points per minute in 36.9 minutes per game. Number four, Bojan Bogdanović, 29% projected ownership, 34% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's just $6,000 with small forward and power forward eligibility. Bogdanović has averaged 0.97 FanDuel points per minute in 33.9 minutes per game in the games that he has played without Cade Cunningham and with Jaden Ivey this season. Number three, Jared Allen. He is listed as questionable tonight for the Cavs, but he went through shoot-around this morning. I expect him to make his return after a five-game absence, and he would be doing so in a favorable spot against the Los Angeles Lakers. He's $6,900 with power forward and center eligibility, so you don't even have to use him at the center spot. He's averaged one FanDuel point per minute this season and about 32 minutes per game. It is possible that we see him somewhat limited, but even if he plays 28, 29 minutes, he's got a very high ceiling in this spot against the Lakers. He's projected for 33% ownership with a 37% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Number two, Caleb Martin, 36% projected ownership, 43% chance of being in the optimal lineup. As mentioned before, Jimmy Butler is out tonight for the Heat. In the games that Martin has played without Butler and with Hero and Adebayo active, he's averaged 33.6 minutes per game and 0.84 FanDuel points per minute. And number one, Luka Doncic, the top pay-up option on the slate if you can afford him. He's $11,800 on FanDuel. He's averaged 1.62 FanDuel points per minute this season. He's projected for 39% ownership with a 44% chance of being in the optimal lineup. This is a difficult spot for Doncic, road back-to-back and 3-4 tonight in Denver, but he did get the fourth quarter off last game. He also sat the fourth quarter two games ago, so not quite as bad as it could be. Doncic is the top pay-up option tonight and projected to go a little bit under-owned. So to recap, the top five tournament options on FanDuel as things currently stand: number five, Tyler Hero; number four, Bojan Bogdanović; number three, Jared Allen; number two, Caleb Martin; and number one, Luka Doncic.